はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはマンボ、こんにちはニューヨーク。
Welcome to the All About Japanese series at JapanesePod101.com, where you'll learn all about Japanese in Japan, such as the writing system, grammar and pronunciation, as well as Japanese traditions, culture, and society in a fun and educational format. To get more free Japanese lessons, go to JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than 10 seconds, and you'll find more great lessons just like this one.
All About Japan Quiz.Think you can answer these five questions about Japan? Welcome back to the All About Japan series, the Japanese lessons where you get to learn about the real Japan. In this lesson, I'd like to introduce a new member of the team. In the studio for this lesson, we have...
こんにちは、夏子です。Hi everyone, this is Natsuko. In this lesson, we have something special.
A quiz.
Yes.
Which may have some of you thinking, uh-oh. But don't worry, this will be a fun one.
We're not going to test out your Japanese skills or anything like that yet.
Nope. These questions are about Japan itself. Society, geography, pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
So you can test how much you know about Japan.
Yes, because learning Japanese is much more than just learning a language.
Natsuko-san, that's so true. You learn about the people, life, society, and all that good stuff.
Yes, and if you pass...You can go on to the next lesson.
And even if you don't pass, you can go on to the next lesson.
Yes.
So no pressure.
So everyone, are you ready?
All right, let's get started.
Peter, you'll be the one taking the test.
Me?
Yes.
All right, well, I'll do my best. 頑張ります。
Okay, so here's the first question, which is about geography.
How many prefectures does Japan have?
Okay, I know this one. 47.
Yes, correct. Japan has 47 prefectures. So, do you know which one has the most people?
I think another easy one. That would be Tokyo, right?
Correct. Tokyo has the largest population with 12 million people. Now, how about the biggest prefecture in terms of size?
I think there are some pretty big prefectures on Honshu, the main island.
Mm-hmm.
Niigata's pretty big.
Oh, yes, right.
But I'm going to go with Hokkaido.
That's correct. Again, the answer is by far Hokkaido, the northernmost prefecture. It's over five times as big as the next biggest prefecture, Iwate. So Iwate is the second.
Oops.
But I know Niigata looks pretty big too. And guess where Tokyo ranks on the list for size?
Oh boy, I would have to say number, let's see, Hokkaido, Iwate, Niigata, four?
It's the third smallest prefecture out of 47. I didn't know this before too.
Can we edit that? So the most populated prefecture is the third smallest in the country.
Yes.
That actually explains quite a bit. The trains are too crowded.
Yes.
Yeah, Natsuko-san, this is actually pretty fun.
Yes. Now let's move on to a pop culture question.
We will give the names of three popular characters that originated in Japan. Put them in order of when they were created from oldest to newest. Godzilla, Hello Kitty, and Pikachu.
I have a feeling Gojira, Godzilla, is the oldest, right?
That's right.Gojira was created in 1954. He's the oldest of the group.
After that, I think Pikachu is a relatively new character. So I'm going to guess Hello Kitty. Hello Kitty is the second oldest.
Correct. Hello Kitty was created in 1974.
So I guess that leaves Pikachu as the youngest of the group.
Yes.Pikachu was created in 1995, so good job.
Now, all these characters are quite popular all around the world.
Do people know that they're from Japan?
Godzilla and Pikachu, I think most people know. Hello Kitty, yes. I'm not sure.
So, are there any characters that you like?
From this group, I like Pikachu.
Oh, really?
From characters in general, mm-hmm. I kind of like Yu-Gi-Oh, which is a game that's mm-hmm. kind of similar to Pocket Monsters.
There was also manga, right?
Yes, a very good one. And Natsuko-san, how about yourself?
Yes, I like Doraemon.
Doraemon?
Yes. I'm not sure whether it's popular in the rest of the world, but in Japan, it's really popular.
I think it's pretty popular in China.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a good news. Okay, let's move on to the next question. This question is about travel.
We will give the names of three popular sightseeing places. Please choose the one that is not in Tokyo. A. Tsukiji Fish Market. B. Mount Fuji. C. The Imperial Palace.
Does everybody know the answer?
Let's see.
Okay. Tsukiji Fish Market is located in central Tokyo. The Imperial Palace is in Chiyoda near Tokyo Station. So, the answer must be Mount Fuji, or Fujisan as it's known in Japan.
Yes, you're right. Mount Fuji, or Fujisan, is not in Tokyo.
But on a clear day, you can see it from Tokyo.
Yes, you can. It can be seen from my nearest station on a clear day. So, do you know where Mount Fuji actually is?
It's between Yamanashi and Shizuoka Prefecture, right?
That's right. It's located 100 kilometers or 60 miles away from Tokyo. Have you ever been to or climbed Mount Fuji?
Yes. Natsuko-san.
Yes.
Do you want to hear the top three mistakes you shouldn't make when climbing Mount Fuji?
Yes, based on experience.
Unfortunately, based on personal experience.
Please.
Okay, the top three mistakes you shouldn't make. Number one, on the top of Mount Fuji, there is a post office.
Oh, yes.
So if you get to the top, you can actually send a hagaki, a postcard from the top of Mount Fuji.
So will there be any sign that it's posted from Mount Fuji?
Yeah.
Wow.
But we went to the top without our wallets.
You didn't even bring a wallet?
Not the proudest moment in my life. But yes. Don't do that. Second mistake, don't make. If you go up to see the sunset, bring a flashlight for the trip down. And mistake number three. It may be better to make a real night of it. Do it the right way. You can actually rent a space to sleep so you can climb to the top, watch the sun set, then sleep for a few hours, and then watch the sun rise.
Wow.
They have this these little cabins that you can sleep in.
So you can stay overnight.
Yeah. And finally, I think the climbing season is only for 2 months of the year, maybe 1 month of
yes,
the year.
Yes, very short during the summertime season.
So it's only in the summer. Don't plan on climbing Mount Fuji out of season, because they won't let you up.
Yes.
Natsuko-san, how about yourself?
Yes, I have an experience too, climbing Mount Fuji. But in my opinion, climbing is not so much fun. I'd prefer looking at Mount Fuji rather than climbing myself.
Interesting take on it. But it may be worth it to do it once.
Yes.
And I thought you were going to say, climbing is a bit of an extreme term from it. It's more like hiking.
Right.
I think I saw people on the trail like 60 or 70.
So everyone can try. Okay, now we move on to the economic question.
Japan's economy ranks what number in the world?
Well, we mentioned this in our All About series lesson one, didn't we?
Right. Japan's economy is the second largest in the world, right after the United States.
Yeah, I think we should probably try to predict the future a bit, see into the future. So when you're listening to this, China and India may have passed.
At least they're really catching up close.
Yeah, so this is 2009, so several years into the future, that may have changed quite a bit.
Yes, right.
And who knows, maybe Japan's economy passed the US.
Who knows?
But the point is that the economy is tremendous.
Yes.
And one of the things that makes Japanese such an important language.
Okay, now the next one is a true-false question. This time, we're going to debunk a myth about Japan.
This sounds fun.
Yes.
Japan's main staple diet is sushi. Japanese people eat sushi nearly every day. True or false?
Natsuko-san, this one has to be false.
Yes.
Sorry to disappoint.
Quite far from the truth. I think that the first thing a lot of people think about when they think of Japanese food is sushi. So that may be why they think this.
So Natsuko-san, how often do you eat sushi?
Actually, once every few months.
It's interesting. You know, in my experience, sushi appears quite a bit in for special occasions.
Yes, it's kind of a special meal.
So you have to understand that there are many types of sushi.
Oh, right.
And the really top-notch stuff is kind of reserved for those special occasions.
Yes.
The conveyor belt sushi, you can eat maybe once a month, grab it for lunch, or depending. Sometimes I'll go a week and I'll eat it every day.
Oh, yes.
But it's interesting to hear your answer, Natsuko-san, because when you think of sushi, you think of the good stuff.
Yes, right. I imagine a really expensive, posh sushi bar.
Not the convenience store sushi, which you can pick up for like a couple of dollars or a couple hundred yen.
Yes. And by the way, Peter, what's the real main staple food in Japan?
Rice. Sticky rice.
Yes.
Rice is eaten with almost every meal.
And not just regular plain white rice. There are lots of different varieties and ways to prepare it, so it never gets old.
And it even takes on different shapes and forms. Sounded weird, but Natsuko-san is going to explain.
Yes, I understand. Like mochi, which is cooked rice that has been pounded until it makes a sticky rice cake.
And it's used in a lot of Japanese sweets.
Yes.
So when you're in Japan, you might be eating more rice than you realize.
You're right. Maybe you can't even tell it's made of rice. All right, so that's all for our quiz.
We hope that you had fun and that you learned something. You should try asking your friends and family these questions and see how they do.
That sounds like a fun idea. You can teach other people what you've just learned about Japan.
And this is only the beginning of all the interesting things about Japan that you will find out as you learn the language and experience the culture firsthand. See you there.
じゃ、またね。
Don't forget to visit JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. It only takes 10 seconds, so go to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.